If you're one of those folks who will put ketchup on just about anything, head to Collinsville, Illinois. If this bottle is full, you should be able to get about 100,000 gallons of the condiment out of it. Of course, you need a crane to tip the bottle and something even larger to shake it. The story is this edition of The American Countryside. Here's the latest from my friends at 31.
Hi, this is Paula, your independent director with 31. What is 31? Well, from totes to thermals, backpacks to organizational items, we're making life easier. You may have seen some of our unique items showing up at work, school, the pool, or on the road. Maybe you've wondered how you can get one of those trendy items or even become a 31 consultant. Just go to my31bag.com. That's my, the number 31, bag.com. My31bag.com. This month's special, when you spend just $31, you'll get one of five items for just $5. Plus, you can personalize your items for just $5. Maybe you need to get the kids a backpack for school or a gift for someone's wedding? Now you can personalize it for just $5. Need a fundraiser for your school or community group? Do what so many groups are doing and use 31. Make the most of summer, whether at home, work, or play. Whether you're on the farm, in the city, or somewhere in between, go to my31bag.com.
It all began with a new water tower constructed in Collinsville, Illinois in 1949.
They needed to provide water for the factory there, so they built a water tower. They happened to produce Brooks ketchup there, so they decided to build a water tower in the shape of a ketchup bottle.
Judy DeMoise says you won't have a problem finding the bottle high in the air over Collinsville.
It is a 70-foot bottle on top of a 100-foot tower. It has an 8-foot diameter cap, and it has a 28-foot diameter base.
If actually filled with ketchup, it would hold 100,000 gallons. But eventually, the Brooks brand left Collinsville, and the water tower fell into disrepair. It was destined for the scrap heap.
I just fell in love when I first saw it. I thought, oh my goodness, this is like a landmark. It's like our arch. We have the ketchup bottle. It's like our Eiffel Tower. And I thought, they can't tear this down. I love this thing.
They had to raise $100,000 to paint and restore the ketchup bottle water tower. It was a large amount of money, but the people of the city and surrounding area rallied for the cause.
Everybody had story after story after story of whether they smelled the ketchup brewing in the community, whether they drove by the ketchup bottle and they knew they were at Grandma's house. Just a million stories.
The first Sunday after the 4th of July, annually, there is a festival, a birthday bash, if you will, celebrating the largest ketchup bottle in the world, saved by the people of this town who were once employed to produce Brooks ketchup. Traveling the countryside in Collinsville, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCray.